Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today is Wednesday, December 15, 2021. Okay, it's 9:55 in the evening Eastern Time. Going to do a special session today. I'm going to concentrate on just one subject, but it's a big one. The big announcement today from the Federal Reserve. So I'm going to teach everybody how to read Fed Talk. All right, but there is one bit of news I wanted to pass on. Just a few minutes ago, it came across the news wire that Reddit, you know, R-E-D-D-I-T, Reddit announced it is going public. And my guess, that'll be a highly anticipated public stock offering. It says here, Reddit on Wednesday announced it has confidentially submitted a draft registration statement with the Securities and Exchange Commission to go public. All right, so that's a first step, but sure we'll hear more about that over the next few days. All right, so let's talk about the Federal Reserve. As I said on previous sessions, the Federal Reserve is the central banking system of the United States. It's been around since 1913, answers to Congress. And as I've mentioned on previous sessions, has three main functions or three main objectives. It's told by Congress to, number one, keep the economy of the United States growing as quickly as possible, making sure everybody in this country that wants a job has one at the level they are trained to do with commensurate pay, and keep inflation under control. Thing is, the first two go against the opposite. When the Federal Reserve's main focus is on growing the economy and job growth, Federal Reserve tends to lower interest rates and increase the amount of money in circulation, increase the money supply. Banks have more money to lend. 70% of the U.S. economy is consumer spending. And with the lower interest rates, consumers tend to spend more on big ticket items, like buying houses, cars, and so forth. Okay, all well and good. Well, if it's that easy, wasn't the Fed just do that all the time? Well, if the Federal Reserve does too much of that for too long, it tends to bring back inflation, continuous rise in prices. And once inflation gets into an economy, it really is difficult to get back out. It creates all kinds of long-term issues. Businesses don't want to invest because what's the money going to be worth? Consumers don't want to invest, same thing. Banks begin raising interest rates on loans to cover expected inflation, and it just creates a lot of issues. So when the Federal Reserve's main focus switches to inflation, fighting inflation, it does everything in reverse. It begins decreasing the money supply so that as loans are paid off, new ones can't be made, and it begins raising interest rates to slow things down. All right. So since March of 2020, with the shutdown, the Federal Reserve has been doing the first thing I mentioned. They have been pumping $120 billion a month into the economy. That's called quantitative easing. And they've brought interest rates down to near zero. Okay, the thing is, though, the last few months, we're seeing some of the highest inflation we've seen in almost 30 years. Now, the question is that long-term inflation or is it more short-term? Transitory is the term the Federal Reserve has been using. There was some feeling that part of that came from the supply chain issues, that I'm sure you're all well aware of. Basically, things being backlogged, overseas factories shut down due to COVID, not enough truck drivers to move things around the country, not enough shipping, things being piled up in ports and docks and, all kinds of issues. So what's happened, companies have had to fight for what's available as far as shipping, trucking, and all that, and had to pay higher prices. Okay, so that's part of it. Another issue is increased labor costs. Now, one thing I think would be an assumption is that, well, a lot of companies suddenly had to go up to $15 an hour, and that's the main cause of our higher prices. Partially, but not the main reason. It's not like companies went suddenly, a lot of them were paying $7 an hour to $15. I mean, maybe some did, but a lot of them that had to go to 15 were near those levels anyway. They were 13, 1350, up to 15. So yeah, they are paying higher labor costs and perhaps are passing some of that along. The bigger issue though seems to be the labor shortage that I've talked about on previous sessions. What's happened is Companies are having to raise wages to fight for the available workers, but the bigger issue seems to be they're having to pay their existing workers time and a half overtime, and they many of them may be passing on those costs as far as higher prices. So we'll have to see if that continues or not. Also, we've had higher oil prices also, and that's created some of the inflation. All right, so here's the thing. The Federal Reserve, they have this thing called the Federal Open Market Committee. Now, there's 12 Federal Reserve banks around the country and then a board of governors in Washington, D.C. What the Federal Open Market Committee is, this is the committee that decides what the Federal Reserve is going to do in regards to interest rates and the money supply. Now, the Federal Reserve generally has 7 members on their board. I think they only have 5 right now. But the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC as it's called, it's made up of all of the members of the Board of Governors, so we'll say 5. Of the 12 Federal Reserve banks, the president of the Bank of New York, Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is across the street from the New York Stock Exchange, actually, on Wall Street. Anyway, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is always on the FOMC because that's the largest of the 12 Federal Reserve banks. And then of the remaining 11 banks, 4 of the 11 presidents of those banks serve 1-year terms on the FOMC, and they then rotate. So usually you've got it depends. You could have anywhere from 10 to 12 members on this thing. All right. So what they meet several times a year for a 1 or 2 day meeting. And there's a calendar on the Federal Reserve site, and I'll show you where that is in just a second. And then what they do at 2:00 in the afternoon, on the last day of their meeting, they have a press release where they basically give an indication what they are going to do. All right, well, the stock market, as well as the bond market, have been really, really paying a lot of attention to this meeting. Probably it's getting the highest attention. Oh, I would say probably since the financial crisis with real estate, 12, 13 years ago, it's Federal Reserve's in a situation where they got to be careful. If they start decreasing the money supply and raising interest rates too much to fight inflation, then it turns out inflation was temporary or transitory, and they throw our somewhat fragile economy still coming out of COVID in a recession. They got to be careful there. They also have to be careful not doing too much, and then inflation starts getting out of control, and it creates all kinds of long-term issues. So the stock market anticipated that $120 billion a month the Federal Reserve's been pumping into the economy. They've been anticipating since last summer the Federal Reserve will begin slowing that down. And they had indicated they planned to last July. And then we had the Delta variant hit, and so they put it off for a while. And then they announced recently that they were bringing it down from $120 billion a month to $105 billion a month. One thing about that, it's not that the Federal Reserve is just printing money and pouring it into the economy. That itself would create huge inflation issues as the money would lose its value. What the Federal Reserve is doing, actually, they're buying government bonds and government debt, treasury bonds, off the market, also what are called mortgage-backed securities, and replacing it with cash. The reason, the idea behind that in itself doesn't cause inflation. It's just like replacing one thing with another. But banks can't lend out treasury bonds, but they can lend out cash. So anyway, all right, so that's what's been going on there. So the market really was nervous about this. There was anticipation the Federal Reserve might indicate multiple interest rate increases, a fast slowdown of the quantitative easing. All right, so here's what happened, basically in a nutshell. And then I'm going to teach you how to read Fed Talk. All right, so what happened? The report came out at 2:00 in the afternoon, and the markets liked what they saw. It was called a relief rally. So give you some information here. The Standard & Poor's 500 index ended up 1.6% today. NASDAQ Composite up 2.2%. Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 1%. The Federal Reserve announced it is going to begin continuing to bring down the quantitative easing, faster pace than it had been, but not as fast as the market was fearing. So basically, they said starting in January, they're going to bring it down to just pumping $60 billion a month into the economy. So certainly not a decrease in the money supply. They're still pumping $60 billion a month in. And they said in future months, they'll probably begin to bring that down some more. So the market was actually okay with that. All right. The Federal Reserve also announced as far as interest rates. Basically, what it said, where was it here? Federal Reserve announced they're going to most likely raise interest rates three times in 2022. And then I think they said two times anticipated 2023. All right. Federal Reserve tends to raise interest rates by about 0.25% at a time. Right now, they're at 0 to 0.25%, depending on where you look at it. So let's just say they're at 0.25%. That would bring interest rates up to 1% by the end of 2022, 1.5%. You can say, oh, that's what I'll pay on loans. No, this is called a base rate. And then banks set their own rates. Federal Reserve doesn't actually set interest rates. It influences them. I'll do a whole lesson on how all this works, the federal funds market, discount window, but that'll be for another day. All right, let's just say the Federal Reserve is being very careful in raising interest rates. They're trying to do a balancing act. They don't want to jar the economy too much one way or the other. All right, so basically that's what's going on there. Now, more specifically, you can go to the Federal Reserve site, federalreserve.gov. All right, so once you're on that website, the Federal Reserve, what you do is you go over to monetary policy. It's the third heading on top, and you go down to meeting calendars and information meeting and click on that. And then you see a list of the meetings. You find the one for December 14th and 15th. That's this one. And you click on the statement. It's listed as a PDF or HTML. I'm used to the PDFs, so I'll click on it. Let me read it to you and tell you in plain English what it means. And so that'll cover us for today. All right. So here came out at 2:00. Here it is. The Federal Reserve is committed to using its full range of tools to support the U.S. economy in this challenging time, thereby promoting its maximum employment and price stability goals. All right. So that's growing the economy, providing jobs, and keeping inflation under control. Next, it says, with progress on vaccinations and strong policy support, indicators of economic activity and employment have continued to strengthen, which is true. Economy is getting better, not everywhere, but many sectors. It says the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic, that's like hotels, travel, so forth, have improved in recent months, but continue to be affected by COVID-19. Job gains have been solid in recent months. Unemployment rate has declined substantially. That is true. A lot of people back to work. Supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic. That is the supply chain issues is what they're talking about there. Anyway, supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic and the reopening of the economy have continued to contribute to elevated levels of inflation. They're no longer using the word transitory, though. Overall, the financial conditions remain accommodative. That means they are looking still to grow the economy, in part reflecting policy measures to support the economy and flow of credit to the U.S. to U.S. households and businesses. All right, so they're saying they're going to keep pumping the money out there. It says here, I'm going to kind of skip through some of the middle of it here. The path of the economy continues to depend on the course of the virus, correct? Progress on vaccinations, easing the supply constraints, expected to support continuing gains in economic activity and employment, as well as a reduction in inflation. That's the key sentence there. Federal Reserve thinks these higher inflation levels are going to begin to come down. Risk to the economic outlook remain, including for new variants of the virus. That's pretty obvious. So basically what it's saying here, they have a few more things that they're saying, but you could read the rest of it on your own. But it's basically that part of it was the key. They are looking to continue to put money into the economy, and they think inflation's going to come down. And then they talk about the quantitative easing, the number, they start giving the numbers and so forth. All right. So anyway, but that's basically Fed talk. And, you know, you could read the rest of it. It's kind of a long statement, but that's the key. Now, where do you get that information about the three interest rate hikes? Because they don't usually come out and say it. What they've got is they've got something. If you stay on the, where you just saw, got that information, that PDF I mentioned, over to the right, they call projection materials. that PDF. It's a summary of economic projections. It's usually about 18 to 20 pages in length. How long is it this month? 17. It's got a lot of data and charts in there, and that's where you get that stuff. They don't come out and just say it, but there's people that look at this stuff quickly. I noticed teams that look at these things at financial firms. Everybody takes a different chart, and they quickly try to come up with what the Fed is saying. And that's where that three interest rate hikes for 2022 comes in. The market doesn't pay as much attention to Fed's projections for like 2 and 3 years out, like 2023, 2024, because they know a lot of things can still change. But anyway, but that's the key, is that Federal Open Market Committee statement. And the bottom line, they're saying they're going to stay accommodative, where that means they're going to continue to try to grow the economy. They think, and they made that statement, they are looking at a reduction in inflation. So the market liked that. Market rallied. Wouldn't be surprised to see the market go up again on the open tomorrow. So we'll have to see. All right. So hope this stuff helps. Again, Bill Thompson, T-Bill. We'll get back to market news on the next section. And I'm also going to, in the next couple of sessions, go over once again how to read stock prices. I did that a while back, but I know we got a lot of new listeners, so I'll do it again. And everybody is welcome. It's definitely appreciated that you're here. Anyway, hope this stuff is helping. Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Hope everyone's doing well. Talk to you again soon. See ya.